House Bill 1201, an act to revise certain provisions related to trespass of buffalo and to specify the characteristics of legal fences for buffalo.
House Bill 1201 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
It's Senator Bitter.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate here, we have Senate Bill 1201 that was brought to us, and Representative Willard Plummer did a lot of work on this bill, and it was done in conjunction with South Dakota Buffalo Association. What this would do, this has been a long time this bill has been on the books for cattle, and that you would keep them inside and that they would not trespass on other people's property. Buffalo were never mentioned in this, and so at this time, we'd like to bring buffalo into this law. If you have open grazing rights in a national forest with buffalo or with cows, if you had built a cabin on that property out there and you do not have it fenced in, and those cattle or those buffalo do damage to your cabin, well, you're responsible. But if you have a fence around it, then it would be claimed as trespass and it would be held liable. The association also recognizes that in the cattle industry, it's illegal to have a 48-inch fence, and they are recommending, and Buffalo Association agrees, that this should be moved to 54 inches. Now, if there's a problem with two ranches where you have a cow ranch that is adjourned to by a buffalo ranch, it's up to the buffalo ranch owner to bring that fence on his side up to 54 inches. With that in mind, and state vet Sam Holland also worked on this bill and has his approval. At the present time, there are 30,000 buffalo in the state of South Dakota. With that in mind, I would accept your approval of this.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Cleven.
Yes, on behalf of my District 29 representative, I would also like to recommend that we do look very seriously at this piece of legislation. And I would like to ask a question, though, of the Senate sponsor. And Senator Bitter, does this apply to the herds in the state park?
Senator Bitter, do you choose to respond?
Yes, they are responsible for keeping their buffalo herd inside the park.
And they have to have the fences and so forth?
They have the fences up already.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
And you have the floor, Senator Cleven.
Thank you. I just would urge that you take this seriously, as you say that the Buffalo Association, as well as Representative Pummel, worked very hard on it, and would certainly appreciate a vote on this.
Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1201. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa? Aye. Bogue?
Aye.
Brose? Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuig?
Aye.
Dennard? Dietrich Larry? Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
No.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen? Hangey?
Aye.
Ham?
No.
Huttmacher?
No.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Koskin?
Aye.
Madden?
No.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam? Reedy?
Aye.
Staggers?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Bitter?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Senator Brose? Senator Brose? Senator Dietrich Larry? Dietrich Larry? Madam President, ayes 26, nays 4, excused 5.
House Bill 1201 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. And at this time, I would like to welcome two friends and Central Committee members who are here from Custer, Bob and Mary Cullum. Would you stand? Welcome, Cullums.